Shusharaf, who is not here because at his insistence, he's outside on his side, despite my discomfort that I'm seeing the Beis HaRazim and he is outside the Ohel. Tonight is a night like no other. The very Nigan of Eicha that we're about to begin reminds us. And Eicha will take us through different losses. Different losses that Kadosh has suffered. Eicha, of course, itself, focuses on what happened here in Yom's time, destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and then the keynotes tonight, and far more so tomorrow, will update that. The keynotes will add the destruction, the suffering, the time of the second destruction, the second Beit HaMikdash, the suffering of the Crusades, suffering of the Holocaust. So many tzaras that Klal Yisrael has endured. And even within Eicha alone, so many different pieces and so many different aspects of Tzara, Eicha speaks about what happened to the young people and Eicha speaks about what happened to the older people. Eicha speaks about stopping of an intensely personal type, Tzachal and Hashem Priyam, families ripped apart and people lowered to terrible places. And Eicha speaks about the national angle as well. The fourth parak, as we'll, Mr. Hashem, talk about tomorrow, fourth parak focuses on the tragic loss of Yoshiyahu, the last truly sovereign king of the Malchus Beis David several years, a number of years before the destruction of the Mikdash, but the loss of Jewish leadership. And yet, despite the fact that there seem like there are so many disparate pieces and so many different angles and facets of Tzara, even within Eicha alone, yet there are also threads that tie together. One, of course, is the word, Eicha. The word Eicha, which begins most of the prakim of the Megillah. And more than the word is the meaning of Eicha. A sense of how and a sense of why. That works its way through the entire Megillah. But wondering and trying to make sense and perplexed, not only the how and the why of Eicha, but the second thread that runs through it is the thread of the Badan, the sense of loneliness. And those of you who are in touch with Israeli relatives, Israeli friends, following the news in there as well, you know that that's a word that has new currency. That badad is a part of everyday talk now in the state of Israel. Because bidud, so you put in bidud, so you put into isolation. Bidud, hesker, to be alone. To be alone. And yet while the events of the last half a year, yes, been half a year, have been in many ways singular and unprecedented in our lifetimes. We have certainly, so many of us had so many different types of loneliness that we could not even have imagined. Last Rosh Hashanah, last Shabbat. But Klal Yisrael, it's unprecedented in our lifetimes. But Klal Yisrael is certainly no stranger to being badad. Over the course of our history, there have been many times when we have been badad from one another, we have felt alone and estranged from other Jews. And there have been many times when we have felt badad from our Kadosh Baruch Hu, lonely and apart from the Rebbeinu. And that is also a theme that throughout the Megillah, Ein Lo Menachem, Klal Yisrael looks around and there's no one who's going to carry us and no one who's going to care for us. All the friends that we thought we had as a nation suddenly disappeared, all our family, our friends. Rochach mi meni menachem, later in the Megillah. Whoever would console me is far away, remote. This feeling of Eicha, this feeling of Badad. But there are also two other threads that work their way through the Megillah. Aside from the Eicha and aside from the Badad, they're not really answers. to the question, Asa. But perspective and practical responses. Action steps forward. What do we do when we are feeling and wondering, Asa? And what do we do when we're feeling profoundly alone? Remote from each other, remote from Ribono Shel'Olam. Two other threads. Number one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not absent from this Megillah. 6 months ago, Megillah Esther, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name does not appear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name appears so many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so present throughout Megillah Esther. As much as we feel far, Yirmiyahu channels our sense of trying to make sense of what we see. We don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating. We don't feel him in our lives. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so ironically so present in the Megillah. Like in so many parts of Sefer Tehillim. We characterize all of Sefer Tehillim, then the good times and the bad times, the Devil Melch is always speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a little bit like those prakim of Tehillim. When we're feeling far, but yet we feel the capacity to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shikri kamayim libeich no hafnei Hashem. Talk about pouring it all out, face to face, no hafnei Hashem, face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu appears throughout. You don't necessarily understand why he's operating the way he is. We do know that he is involved. And the second thread that gives us a sense of a way forward is a sense of tshuva that weaves its way through the Megillah. The need for tshuva and the potential for tshuva. Almost a sense of optimism. Quiet, subdued, but there is a sense of optimism. Ironically. Because you keep talking about how we have sinned and this has happened to us. Hashem ho garov b'shaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding to our chatan, but that means that our actions matter. And if our actions l'ra matter, have mattered, our actions l'tov can matter going forward. Tadikyo Hashem kipi u'marisi. We recognize tzidduk adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is just, we did the wrong thing, but that means we can also do the right thing. There's another side to that coin. And certainly that pasuk, the Kumi Roni Balaila, so Shifri Kamayim Libech, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was listening. And it climaxes in the Hashiveinu. Hashiveinu Hashem Elachav Nashuva. Yes, we reach out to Siyata Deshmaya, and we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to take the first step, then Nashuva. That there's need and there's real potential for us to change and for us to rebuild the relationship, the parts of the relation of Kadosh Baruch Hu that have frayed terribly. And so that's, I think, a part of the avodah that's in front of us right now on a night of Tisha B'Av. As the words of Eicha unfold before us, to allow ourselves to immerse ourselves in the themes of the singular Megillah, on this singular day of authenticity, of being real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being real with ourselves and being honest about the fact that there are things that we don't understand. There's plenty of eich on our lives, on a personal level, on a national level, on a world level. And being honest with ourselves about the sense of badad that we feel. Sometimes we don't feel as connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we wish we could. And with the lack of beis hamikdash, it's to be expected. There's a remoteness in the relationship. There's distance. And there's plenty of badai in our lives, often in our relationships with people. Badai with people we all know so well, sometimes badai with people who are very close. And yet, there's a sense of remoteness. And to immerse ourselves in the themes of Eicha and badai, and to immerse ourselves with authenticity in the themes of Nochav Pnei Hashem, in the themes of Hashiveinu Hashem Elechem and Hashuva, to be honest about what's broken, at the same time, to be honest, realistic, open to the quiet optimism of Megillah Seifa. Direct answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care, even when we don't feel it, even when we don't see it. And that the ball is in our court to make real change. Our actions matter. They have mattered. And our good choices going forward, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the strength to be honest about what's wrong and to be honest about our capacity to be right. Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Maybe see that happen very soon. Hecha yashva vada vaye abasya vaye sa ki amana yabati vagaye tarasi damedina vaye sa lama Nachal tivka balai, dimasah alecheya, elah menachen, mikal alhaveha, kareyah bagiduva, ayula ve'ayiri, dosa yudra me'ol nimer ol avoda, hi yashava bagoyi. Lo matzah lo detel hefigu ha-bein ha-mistari, tachay tiyan avila, mizuli ba'imoe, kol she'areha shomimi, kohaneha menafi, v'tshuva se'anugav v'hi marla, Ayo tare halarash, oyveha shalu, ki Adonai helga, arav tishareha, olaleha, halakhu shavim, nefnei tzar. Ayete mibastiyan kol hadara, ayo tare, ki ayalim lamatu mirem, Dachaku al mishpateha, chay chata Yerushalayim, al kei l'nida hayata, kamecha v'deha yivilua, ki ra'u ervasa, gam hine necha v'tashot afor, tumvasa deshuleha, lo zachra acharisa, atered tila'im, Ein menachem la re Adonai etoni ki higdil haye yadav parastar al kol machamadeha hirasa goyim bal mikdasha asher tivisa vayavau zakal la Kama ne'enochim mevakshim lachem, natinu machamadehem, ve'alchel hashiv nafesh, rei Adonai ve'habita, ki ha'yiti zol leila, lo alechem kalo reidem. Habita uru, im yesh mach'ov kemach'ovi, asher olal li, Asher hogadu noi, v'yom haron apal, v'maron, sholach eish v'atzotai, v'yirtena, horas reshet v'raglai, yeshiva v'yachor, nisonami shomeima, Talaya Madhava is God. All Pishai Viyada is Targo. Allah Tavari Hikshil Kofi. Nisanami Adonai Viday Vauchal Boom. Tila Kalabirai Adonai Vikirvi. Kara alai, Moed Lishbar Bakurai, Gastar Akadonai, Wizulah Yehuda, Aleila, Ani Bokia, Eni, Eni, Yoridamai, Kirakat Mimani, Menachem, Eshiv Nafshi. Hayu v'nai shomeni, hi gavar ha'ye. Perisat yan v'yadeh, ein minachem lach, tiva Adonai, v'yakal v'sivivav tzarav, hayisa Yerushalayim, v'nidah v'neheh. Tadiku Adonai, Kisiru Marisi, Shimuna Kalamin, Uru Machovi, Besulotayu Vahurai, Alfu Vashavi, Karasilu Mahavai, Hey Marimuni, Kalanai Zakenai, Boir Babau, Kivikshu Okal Vahamo, Vayashivu et nafsham. Rei Adonai ki tzari me'ai chomar moru. Nepach li bibi kibi. Imarau amarisi. Michut shekel acherev vapayiz kamave. Shaluki nenokha. Ein menachem li. Kolo yivai shava urasi sasu, ki ata asisa. Evesa yom karasa vihyu hamoni. Tavau chorosam lifanecha, bolel lamo, kasher olauta, li al kol pishoi. Kirabotan chosai. It would be
the Adonai, the Hashish, Korach kashov yatirei kamatoro Tehi levil yosoi v'nei ashvoto v'yisi tuchok v'chol ami v'ginatam kol hayom v'ziyani v'amerorim v'yagre zechotot shinoi v'chishan v'zo eiter that is not Misholom Nafshi, Nafshi si tovo, Tomar o vad nitri, Yisok halti, Adonai, Zuchara yirudi, Lalo avgorosh, Zohor kiskohor, Zosho acholai nafshi, Zotoshir el libi, Altei, God, Asher Amarnu, Vitilo, Nefiava, Sisi, the Simchi, Vasedo, Yoshevet, Eretz, Gamalayev, Tavartos, Ishkiri, Visitari, Tam Abone, Pasio, Loyosir, Lahavos, Potar Abone, Pasado, Ilo, Ato, Zichor Adonai Me'olai Avonu Abi Yisur Erfos Tei Nachol Hashenu Neftah V'zareh Vateyu Nalgareh Yisomen Hayinu V'yeh Ima Seyu Kavana Neimenu Bechet Efshasinu Eiseinu Al Savareno near the In our shame, no, be last name, even a Orino kiss a noon near tomorrow. It's a name, it's a brother. Sorry, the
Oh,
Thank you.